Welcome back. My name is A.B. Ridgway. I'm the host of Financial Advisor, Say the Darndest Things, and my mom's favorite Christian financial advisor. And today, brothers and sisters, we are going to talk about Social Security and Medicare, and are they headed for broke? You probably heard a lot of things in the news about the Social Security cost of living increases in 2025, which is going to be announced October 10th. And you probably heard that in 2035, that Social Security will run out of money and won't be able to pay out full benefits, giving us a haircut of about 25%. So we're only going to receive about 77% of our Social Security benefits. Well, let's take a look at this news clip by the Christian Broadcasting Network and just see what they think about the situation.
America's trust funds are in dire straits.
Our two biggest government programs, Social Security and Medicare, the thing that seniors, that matters to seniors the most, are both headed towards insolvency.
The government projects that retirees, including the elderly and disabled who rely on Social Security, could see their payments cut by 21% by November 2035. Medicare is expected to be insolvent by 2036.
Every penny you and I have put in for however many years we've worked, it's already all gone. Everything that we're talking about in terms of benefits for people even next month and on in the future is predicated on taxing younger workers today.
The problem is there aren't enough younger workers in the workforce paying into the trust fund with their taxes to offset the growing number of aging baby boomers set to start collecting.
And one of the wonderful benefits we have is people now are living much, much longer. But that's complemented, that good thing is complemented by the fact that we also are having far fewer children. And so there are fewer people coming into the program.
Before we start jumping off of a bridge and saying, oh, Social Security is not going to be there and everything else like that, I do want to defend Social Security a little bit. Now, we do have this influx of individuals who are going to be receiving Social Security. They are going to receive a haircut, right? In 2035, supposedly. We don't know. That's 10 years from now. A lot of things can happen between now and 10 years, for the worse and for the better. I do want you to think about this, though. What happens when we get over this hump? You know, like when we have this money, these people have passed away, and then we have less workers, and then we also have less children. Shouldn't we technically have more money to give to those individuals and maybe even kickstart this back up? Now, I could be totally wrong. This is just some assumptions that I'm going over in my head, but I'm thinking, okay, yeah, we struggle now. We take a haircut, let's say for the next 5 or 10 years. The next people who are still putting in, they're having less and less children, not necessarily more and more. I would think that it would be dire if they had more children because we would fall into the same situation. But since they're having less, the more time that passes, the easier it should get, I think, because you're going to have more people in the workforce than they're having children, right? And I think the estimates of Social Security, and don't quote me on this, but I think the estimation was like, okay, for every 30 taxpayers, we expect to pay maybe one person their full benefits, right? Because people do pass away. People pass away at 20. They don't work long enough to even contribute into Social Security. Those type of variables play a big role of who actually collects Social Security. Some people delay their Social Security and then they pass away. They don't have any heirs or anything else like that. And the money just goes away. It stays into the fund. So they're actually basing some of their predictions on people passing away and not claiming. So that's something very interesting we may want to take a look. I just want to hear a few more things that maybe they have to say. Let's see if they're on track here.
Let's have proposed higher taxes on the wealthy to keep Social Security funded. But analysts say that's not enough. And Republicans balk at new taxes, instead want to change the benefit formula and raise the retirement age for younger workers. With the clock ticking and cuts set to take effect in 9 years, both sides right now don't seem eager to tackle the problem.
We know the trust funds don't have enough money to pay the benefits that have been promised. And that means when they run out in less than a decade for Social Security, if you are newly retired in Social Security, I'm talking about when you're 71 years old, there are going to be across-the-board benefit cuts of above 20%. That's terrible.
As Americans wait for Congress to act, analysts say it's best to take steps to prepare for retirement by investing and saving wherever possible.
I've said this many times on my show, and I will continue to say this probably till 2035. But Social Security is not your golden parachute. We shouldn't be depending on Social Security anyway. The reason why we even are concerned about Social Security is because they're taking out portions of our paycheck to fund this Social Security, meaning the security of everyone, almost like this socialist type of idea that my amount of money is going to help support the community at large. Now, with this said, we can't, as the working class, technically, we can't expect to benefit from those type of dollars. Now, are we going to? Yes, if you live long enough, if you meet the requirements. But to totally depend on it, you are not going to get wealthy depending on Social Security. And in the video, they said analysts say that you shouldn't depend on Social Security. Social Security says you shouldn't depend on Social Security. You should find an alternative for meeting your monthly expenses, period. You need to do that. It's because when people think of Social Security, they're not thinking about people who are disabled, who can't work, who do receive a paycheck from Social Security. No one thinks about that. Everyone thinks about the working class, people who are fully able. Some people may be alternatively able. I don't know the correct way to say those things anymore, but they are not contributing. You know, maybe somebody who has maybe a mental illness, they are the ones that are also receiving checks from Social Security. So it's not just the working class that are contributing. It's not just the wealthy. There are a portion of society that's not contributing into the fund that are benefiting from those funds prior to age, you know, their full retirement age, whether it's 65 or 70 or how far they like to delay or whatever it may be. Okay. So when we're thinking about Social Security and headed for broke, we just might be. So this is even more reason for you to develop your own financial plan, for you to invest in your own retirement, because the government is not going to do it for you. This is a social program. This is for everybody. This is not for you. When you're talking about personal finances, we're talking about you. So if you don't do something and you try to get in line for this social benefit, you are going to be pleasantly or disappointingly surprised when you get to the front of the line and it's time for you to claim your benefits. It's not going to be what you expect them to be. Okay. So going forward, as a certified private wealth advisor professional with over a decade of experience, I am letting you know retirement is do it yourself. You need to do it yourself. Brothers and sisters, if you are planning to receive Social Security or even Medicare by 2035, I want you to find some alternative. If they are going to cut potential benefits by 20-21% by that time, you need to find an alternative to make 20-22% in that time period as well. And that takes planning. So brothers and sisters, if you don't know anything about what I'm talking about, Social Security, Medicare, 401ks, retirement, all that kind of fun stuff, then you could download our four pillars to Christian finances. It's a 19-page beginner's guide that talks about debt management, savings, investing, and wealth transfer for people like you, so you can have an intelligent conversation with your financial advisor and figure out what you need to do to become rich and righteous. Well, that is it for me. My name is AB Ridgeway. Make sure that you subscribe, you like, you comment. If you love videos like this, make sure you watch some of our other videos. There should be some type of window at the end of this where you can click for more. All the links are going to be in the description below. And do me a favor. I have three key takeaways and I have three quotes in every one of my videos. So if you want to see if this is a video that you want to watch, go into the description, read the key takeaways, read some of the quotes and say, you know what? I like this video. Forget about the summary. The summary is what it is, but the three key takeaways and the three quotes, so you know exactly what you're listening to and exactly what you're getting into. Well, that's it for me. My name is AB Ridgeway, and I'll see you on the other side of your blessing.